With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden-Harris administration is reacting to the news that Israel has killed the Hamas architect behind the October 7th massacre of Israeli citizens. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Yahya Sinwar was an obstacle to Mideast peace.
Sinwar was more interested in causing mayhem and chaos and death than in actually trying to achieve a ceasefire and hostage deal. And we repeatedly saw moments where it was him in particular who stood in the way of making progress towards the ceasefire and hostage deal. Now, there were other obstacles too along the way, but he was certainly a critical one. And yes, I think his removal from the battlefield does present an opportunity to find a way forward that gets the hostages home.
There are still some 100 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, 2024's Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation Dinner was held last night in New York. The event, which benefits Catholic charities, was hosted by comedian Jim Gaffigan, and he heavily criticized Kamala Harris for not attending the event, saying it's bizarre she skipped the event, but made time to appear on several podcasts and TV shows over the last few months. Harris is the first presidential nominee to not attend the dinner in decades. President Trump was there, and he mentioned the debate that he had with Harris.
I know Kamala's word because she spends a lot of time complaining. I won't agree to another debate, but the truth is I've debated twice this year, once against Joe Biden and once against David Muir of ABC. That was amazing, 11 times, none for the other side. Do you think that's fair news? I don't think so. That's fake news.
Harris's running mate Tim Walz will campaign with Bill Clinton in North Carolina. This is SRN News. The oldest church in Armenia has been dug up.
Archaeologists have unearthed the building dating to the 300s, which is the oldest documented house of worship in the small, mostly Christian country that borders Turkey. The church has an octagonal design that was common at the time and is located in the ruins of the old city of Artazata. Archaeologists believe the building must have been richly decorated, given the many shards of marble found at the site, a stone that would have had to have been imported from locations far away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has upgraded the records of more than 800 military personnel who were discharged for violating the former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuality. The move's the latest in a campaign by the administration to court the queer trans agenda voters in an election year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a review of cases of former service members who may have been affected by that Clinton-era policy. This is SRN News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says there's a big issue with Coulson-branded fire pits.
Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Adler.
Google will block election ads after the latest polls close on November 5th. The policy was first introduced in 2020. More details at SRNnews.com.